Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to see some new faces here, but we're sorry for the circumstances that brought you here, but welcome. And our prelude song this morning is Come Ye Thankful People Come. I forgot to write that. I think it's 694 in your hymn books.
Service today, and we want to welcome those from Harmony. We welcome you. Glad to have you with us. And our announcements, believe it or not, it's Thanksgiving this Thursday. Next Sunday marks our first Sunday of Advent. If anyone has not received our little study guide, I guess you'd call it, Pastor. Pick one up there at the back on the left side. We have a study guide to read through the Advent season. We have a happy birthday.
You looked a little doubtful when he said happy birthday. I'm sort of, but we're going to sing anyway.
Yeah, we're going to sing to you anyways.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
God bless us. If that's all of our announcements, please join me in prayer before I forget. First time here. So welcome them today. Please join me in prayer for our invocation. God the Father, we thank you for being with us today and bringing this beautiful day for us. We ask you to be with those who mourn as we mourn with them, as we've lost a part of our body, but we know he is going to be with you. That gives us rest assurance and the peace to know that will happen. Be with Pastor David as he brings a message this morning. Let his words be yours. For for us at this time. And I ask that everyone who leaves here today would have received a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our call to worship is found on your insert. I don't know where I put mine. David. Our call to worship. Come, let us gather with hearts wide open, for the Lord is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Come, let us give thanks for the harvest of the earth, for seed time and harvest, for sun and rain that never failed.
We give thanks to you, O God, for your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
Come, let us give thanks for homes and tables filled, for family and friends, for laughter shared and memories made.
We bless you, Lord, for every good gift comes from your hand.
Come, let us give thanks even for the hard seasons, for lessons learned in the wilderness, for grace that carried us through.
Even there your hand led us, even there your love sustained us.
Come, let us enter these gates with thanksgiving, and these courts with praise.
We will give thanks to the Lord with our whole heart. We will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And our next hymn is actually on the other side of the call to worship in your insert. This was a song that during our 4 years in England and fell in love with it, but I also realized it's in the older versions of the Methodist hymn book, but not in the new one. So we'll play it down once to give you an idea of how the melody goes, and then we'll sing.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the blessings as we look forward toward Thanksgiving and ultimately to Christmas. We thank you for all that you have given us in our talents, in our careers, in our family, our friends. God, we just ask that you accept a portion of that back to you in the form of our tithes and our offerings. As always, we ask that you multiply these funds, that you keep us ever mindful as to the correct purpose for furthering your kingdom here in Chesterville and abroad. We ask all these things in your glorious and wonderful day. Amen.
Amen. Time for concerns and praises. Just an update.
Any update?
Well, Thursday,
the lady across the street.
Thursday
you know,
was
the one you
my
call
birthday,
mom.
And you know you ought to get to sleep in on your birthday. Harvest Song made me think you never want to miss a chance to praise God that he has blessed your efforts in raising crops and flowers and everything else that we are blessed with.
I'll mention who's 10 years younger than me. He had a stroke. He lives in currently in the hospital. It appears likely that he'll recover with minimal long-term effects, but obviously at that age, that sort of thing is concerning. They were thinking of coming down this weekend for youth gun season. They've got a 16, 17-year-old son, but obviously that got washed out as a result of this. So again, his name is Ed, Ed Yeomans. Thank you.
And then my had a some kind of huge thing erupt on the back of his a lot over several days, and so he's been around hospitals and doctors deciding what to do with it and whether or not he should have surgery. But since he's just had, so I'll take a sample and find out what antibiotic you need, but meanwhile here's some stuff to put on it and go home. So I think we're avoiding another surgery, and hopefully the antibiotics will take care of whatever it is. So thanks for your prayers for him again.
I think we should bring, we need to pray for her.
Yes, we do.
The whole family.
The whole tribe.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of the family's going back home today, so they'll be traveling by plane and car. So. Anything else? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are, who you have always promised us that you will be. As we'll talk a little bit about in the message, we have this idea that Paul shared with us, that as we come to you with our concerns, our prayers, you are always there to receive them. You're always there to listen. You're always there to care. Oftentimes we feel like nobody else cares, but the Creator of the universe is there waiting for us to come and to simply talk. Our words don't have to be eloquent. They don't have to be polished and refined. They just have to be heartfelt. God, we just lift up and all of the family. We just ask that you continue to be with them as they mourn the loss, as they attempt to fill an unfillable hole in their lives. Again, we just always ask that you take that place. Be with her as the family leaves, as the grandkids go back home and the children leave for their houses as well. Be with them as they travel. allow them to return home safely with wonderful memories and their time together. We just ask that you are with as they attempt to serve. We just ask that you would give them your strength as well. Allow them to know that we are here as they need things. Bring them to our attention that we may serve them. And God, we just ask that you are with him as he recovers from it. We pray that it was a mild one, that it was one that will be recoverable. Give him your time and your patience as he heals. Storytelling gift to be returned. Be with the boys as they were looking forward to coming out and the disappointment that comes with that. Just continue to be with all of the family as Ed heals. We ask that you are with recovers from whatever. We pray that it is as benign and easy to cure as the dermatologist has said. Give him your direction and your comfort in the medical staff as you give comfort and direction to all of the medical staff that we all have. We thank you that is back home. Allow her to regain her strength and return to us as well. We thank you that family is doing well through their problems and their procedures. We will continue to lift them up, even on the other side of the world, remembering and saying a prayer for them. And as Ted, we thank you for the crops. We thank you for another successful harvest that keeps us fed. The amazing gift of and miracle of placing a small seed in the ground and watching it germinate and grow and sustain life. God, you are the giver and the sustainer of life in all of our days. We just ask that as people come to our mind this week, as we're gathering with family and friends for Thanksgiving, that it be a time not of strife, not of contention, not of anger, but of joy and celebration. And God, as always, as we are thinking of people to pray for and not having the words come to our minds, You taught us that beautifully simple prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer. Bring that to our minds and our hearts whenever it's needed, whenever we have somebody in mind to pray for. That simple prayer that goes, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our prayer hymn today is 381 in the hymn book, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. Savior, like a shepherd.
scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. And Phyllis, you know, Pastor David usually finds some hard words for me to say in the Old Testament. We found two sisters' names today that are hard to pronounce, so he never lets up.
We feel for you, Lynn.
Yeah. Paul's letter to the Philippians is a time of disunity in Philippi. These are words of encouragement from Paul. Rejoice in the Lord. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind of the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and God of peace will be with you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Message this morning, the power of thanksgiving.
Lynn, we could always use the, when I was youth pastor down in Westerville, we would read scripture and we would have the fear of a teenager who struggles with reading English oftentimes, having these big words in the New Testament, Old Testament, and names. So what I encouraged for them to do is when they got to a name that was unpronounceable or unreadable, just say Bill or Sally. Yeah. It's not like we're ever going to meet these people again and we're going to mispronounce their names. So, you know, we can always go with Bill and Sally, I guess. One thing that was brought to my attention, and I'm glad it was brought to my attention, and I didn't think about this when I was putting the Advent journal together. Just a real quick, what in the world is Advent? Advent is simply a Christian season of preparation for Christmas, obviously the four Sundays prior to Christmas, and the word Advent simply means coming. So that's the celebration that the Christian church, Western church, has put prior to, gives us something to do between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I guess, prepare for the coming of Christ. So, again, we have them in the back on the table. If you'd like to take one, it's just a daily devotional for each day between this coming Sunday and Christmas Eve. So, as I was going through seminary up in Ashland, I had some incredibly brilliant professors. I was dumbfounded with the class of professors. And I can't speak to that today because I've been there for, 30 years. But the one thing that I had a homiletics professor, that's the study of preaching, and the class was basically, he was going to be giving the message in chapel. And so what he allowed us to do in that class was we simply walked with him as he prepared for what he was going to do in chapel several weeks later. And the one thing that he shared with us is that there's a time for deep philosophical thought. There's time, as I had to do in one class, exegete the book of whatever, which is a breakdown, a study, breaking it down to the smallest detail, doing studies, what it meant in the Old Testament time, New Testament time, what are they talking about? And then there's a time like today where it's just right to remind ourselves of the goodness of God. Thanksgiving. It's an event, it's a day, but it's also a mindset. It's a mindset that I too often forget about. It's a mindset that says, God, the creator of everything, is at our disposal for our prayers and our discussions and our protection. Not because we deserve it, simply and absolutely not because we deserve it, but because he is a God of grace and love and mercy. So today's message is not one of deep philosophical thought. We won't break down a lot of scripture and discuss what was happening back in biblical time when this passage was written. I hope that this message is the same for you as it is for me, a time to remember to be thankful. In the midst of our darkest times, in the midst of the death of our friends and our family, in the depths, in the midst of the problems that we're going through, thankfulness is a mindset. It's not a situation. So as we gather today with the crisp autumn air reminding us of the approaching Thanksgiving season, let us turn our hearts to a timeless truth, the call to live with gratitude. Thanksgiving is more than a holiday feast or a momentary pause in our otherwise busy day and week and life. It's a profound spiritual discipline woven into the fabric of our faith. In a world filled with trials and distractions and fleeting joys, God invites us to cultivate a heart of thanksgiving, not just for the blessing we see, but for his unchanging goodness in every season. Let us begin with the words of the psalmist in Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Will you pray with me? Dear merciful God, you are the God of miracles. You are the God of mercy and grace, but you are also the God of gratitude and thanksgiving. You are thankful for each one of us who professes our trust and our faith in you, who get our names written in the book of life. You are thankful for each one who will be celebrating and living for eternity with you in heaven. And while we are here, we are to be grateful for who you are, even as we struggle, even as we stub our toes and fall down, you gently lift us up and dust us off and point us toward the cross. And for that, we are eternally grateful. So here we see Thanksgiving as an act of worship, a recognition of God's sovereignty and love. It's not contingent on our circumstances, but rooted in who He is, the Creator who shepherds us with eternal faithfulness. I need to be reminded of this because there are always dark times in our lives. If we look hard enough, we can always find problems. We can always find concerns. We can always find things that are wrong. But just as importantly, if we look for the good things in life, we can find those things to be thankful and grateful for as well. Life often tests this call to gratitude. We face losses, uncertainties, and hardships that can dim our praise. And as we read, the Apostle Paul writing from a Roman prison reminds us in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication or petition, coming before God Himself, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." I often share there are important little words in Scripture, but, and, also, Paul continues, and, when we do all these things, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Paul didn't thank God for the chains that he was in, but through them, pairing the petition with praise, thanksgiving becomes our shield against anxiety, transforming our prayers into conduits of divine peace. When we thank God amid the storms for his presence, for past deliverances, for the promises of eternity, we invite his peace to reign in our hearts. And that's an important aspect. We can't do this in absence of the memories of what God has done for us in the past. I truly believe that that is why we have memory. That's why we have Scripture, so that we can go back and see God's faithfulness in times of darkness, in times of problems, in times in our own lives where God has seemingly worked miracles beyond our ability to understand to bring us into a point of celebration and gratitude in our lives with Him. Consider the story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers that we find in Luke 17. All 10 of the lepers were cleaned, but only one returned to give thanks, falling at Jesus' feet. And Jesus asked him, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? My goal, my desire, my fear is that I will be one of those 9. That as God brings us through these times of darkness, of times of strain, that we forget to go back and be grateful to him for those times of deliverance. All 10 of the lepers were healed and cleansed, but only one came back to give his thanks to Jesus for what had happened. And to this grateful one, Jesus says, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This Samaritan's thanksgiving wasn't just politeness. It completed his healing, drawing him into a deeper communion with the Savior. There's a greater attitude. God doesn't just need our thanks. He can do without our gratefulness. But because of that secular motion, us being delivered and going back with our gratitude, that completes that circle of healing. That we can continue to remember that in our lives as we move forward. How often do we receive God's gifts of health and provision, relationships, and forget to return with praise? Thanksgiving acknowledges that every good thing comes from above, as James 1:17 declares. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, Paul exhorts, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." If I would encourage us to have one scripture memorized, that one scripture that goes around and around in our minds, it's this passage where Paul exhorts us, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Never stop. Don't take a break." Literally, we have things to do. Paul even understood that. But the mindset of prayer is one that continues in our lives always. And give thanks again for those little tiny words in Scripture, in all circumstances. Not the good ones, not the ones we want to give thanks to, but in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We don't thank God for evil or suffering itself, but we thank Him in the midst of it for His sustaining grace, His lessons learned, and the hope of redemption. Think of Job, who after losing everything declared, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I've heard that passage or that statement often in my life. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. But that ending of that passage is crucial. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In our plenty and in our want, He is blessed. The early church being persecuted, yet praising in Acts 16, where Paul and Silas sang hymns in prison, leading to an earthquake of liberation. So how do we live this out in our daily lives, especially as we approach Thanksgiving Day? One, we are to practice gratitude. Start each morning by naming three things that you're thankful for. Simply a warm cup of coffee or as profound as salvation. Keep a gratitude journal or track God's faithfulness. This is something I wish that I would have done early on in my life so I could physically go back and take a look at the things that God had answered and the prayers and the times that He's been with me. Second, express thanks to others. As Ephesians 5:20 encourages, give thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let that overflow into all of our relationships. A thank you note, a word of appreciation. These build community and reflect God's love. And third and lastly, serve with a thankful heart. Volunteer to shelter, share a meal with the lonely. Acts of service remind us of our abundance and multiply our joy. And here at Chesterville Community Church, we will begin a new committee that focuses exclusively on service, being the hands and the feet of Jesus. And we have an opportunity to do this every day. A heart of thanksgiving isn't naive optimism. It's defiant hope in a sovereign God. It shifts our focus from what we lack in one who provides all that we need. As we celebrate this season, let us feast not just on the turkey and the pie, but on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. May our lives be a living sacrifice of praise. Will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your boundless love, for the gift of your Son, and for every breath we take. Teach us to give thanks in all things, that our hearts may overflow with your joy. Bless our families, our nation, and our world this Thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
There are tons and tons of great Thanksgiving songs and hymns we could have done, but we decided to do this one. Thankful for our time with and all the music that you share with us.
And his joy in doing that, and I have great images of him. If there's a choir up in heaven, he's going to be there very enthusiastically, and it'll make it even better. So
this is for Butch.
Please stand.
His face shine upon you this week as you celebrate Thanksgiving. In his name, amen. Amen.